Order of business is approving 2 minutes from the 16th and 29th.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any questions or changes? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Department requests, Public Works.
Morning.
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 We're requesting authorization to add a line striping machine to the major equipment list. $6,409. This machine will be the stenciling for our railroad crossing, crosswalks, and the stop lines by the stop signs. We can do it in-house cheaper than going out to bid.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Public Defender.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm just here to respectfully request a contract extension for our case management system. It's called PDCMS. We do this every single year. Annual cost is $8,000, sum total. Program's broken up into two pieces, one for the criminal side of the house, one for the family court side of the house. And so we're going to stick with this for now. I have eyes on potentially in the spring, they're going to release, it's called their Case Management System Pro. I've already gone through the demo, so as one of my seniors. We've looked at it, looks like something that we might want to do, but I'm not sure about the price yet. And they said, you know, and it's IT stuff. So it's, they said release in the spring. I don't know what that means. That could mean 3 years from now.
Spring of what year?
I'm going to hold tight on that. We're going to keep on cruising with what we've got. And that's it.
Motion, Horton.
Second.
Now, at the public safety meeting, you said that this is used by both sides.
Both our criminal and family court bureau utilize this case management system. And in one sense, they're separate, but in another, they're integrated because we have to do ethical conflict checks. And particularly on the family court side, it gets really complicated. We've got, you know, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, girlfriends, grandparents, and sometimes there's overlap between the criminal court side as well. So we have to be careful about who we're representing against whom. And the system makes that happen. There's a lot of human energy put into analyzing that every time a new case comes in on either side of the house. But nevertheless, this is what generates. This is a database. It's a pure database.
Okay. William?
I just wondered, is the expense changing year over year? Or
no, it's been $8,000 for the past 3 years at least, and I don't recall what it was prior to that.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Sheriff's Office.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning.
Mr. Wheeler, there's on the agenda, it's not on the agenda, I believe Lieutenant Logson's talked to you about the licensing for Axon.
Okay, yeah, certainly.
Is that appropriate for him to speak to today, or
yep.
Should we wait? Nope,
we're good. No, we talked about it. We have to have a special PS&C anyhow. So yeah, let's do them together if that's okay, because we have to have PS&C meet. So it might just make sense to do a combined meeting.
Okay. So not today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Thank you.
That's okay.
Thanks.
Is your microphone?
Yeah, it helps. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's off now.
Yeah.
There you go. A lot of things, but that's nothing.
Right now.
Thank you.
Yep.
I guess the first order is the child passenger grant renewal. This is an annual grant we receive, pays for child seats and.
Move.
Second. $10,500. Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The second is receiving the community traffic bicycle safety grant. Again, another annual grant we receive.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Third is the police traffic services grant. another annual grant we receive, we share with municipalities.
Motion, Horton.
Second, Thu.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The last is the contingency fund transfer of $805,000 in jail medical services and kitchen supplies.
Motion, Horton.
Second, Thu. We had discussed this a couple previous meetings ago.
At the public safety
meeting. At public safety last week.
I felt like it was brought up earlier.
No.
It's because the jail had like 200 inmates instead of the 130.
Right, right.
And more catastrophic claims.
Yeah, and you would ask.
The sheriff sent, and I asked him some questions.
You would ask the question about the medical supplies.
Got it. All right.
And this is anticipated to get us through the end of the year?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Finance.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your usual monthly reports have been submitted along with your quarterly financial summary and overtime and temp hire reports. I tried to put some good notations on the financials, but are there any questions?
Yeah, so let's start with the financial summaries by department. And again, what I appreciate the additional notes that you're putting on there. It helps to answer a lot of the questions. But the one that kind of confused me was probation, and it's not a lot of money. But there's a large variance in raise the age state aid revenue between 24 and 25 due to the reversal of year-end 2024 estimated claims. Is there an explanation for that?
So what happens at the end of the year for many departments is they don't have all of their claims ready to submit for state aid. So in order to close the books, we ask them to do some estimating, and some of our bigger departments will do that. So they'll estimate for the end of the fiscal year, and then in the new year, we will reverse those claims, and then we'll wait for the actual funds to come through. What happened at the end of last year for probation was they estimated some monies that will come into DSS instead. So you're going to see the reversal or the negative in probation, but what you're going to see is the actual revenue in DSS. Okay. And we worked with Craig and Alyssa on that because that's what we noticed. So that's what will happen. And that's why you're going to see this through the end of the year.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Did anyone else have any questions on the department summaries?
Nope.
Overtime temporary hire summary. I guess the only one that I see as a concern is public safety overtime. They're bumping right up against what the revised budget is. Is that budget the total year budget or that's annualized?
No, the total year budget.
Okay, so they're bumping up against that 9 months into the year. And 70,000, 80,000 higher than we were last year. Any explanation?
For the jail?
For public safety.
Public safety, yeah. The jail. Yeah, that. I would have. That is the jail, right? Or does that include EMS?
See, the jail has its own line.
Yeah, I believe that's EMS.
Okay.
So, you know, we're turning on more crews, but we're also getting revenue.
Okay. So that public safety name is, I guess,
I believe
as an emergency services or something
ambulance
like that.
Service.
Yeah.
I
think it buckets.
We need to separate that out.
Yeah. We can change any reason we can't change that to.
No, we certainly can. Absolutely.
It's confusing to me.
Is that really the only thing that's in it is ambulance?
I'd have to take a look. I haven't seen the strings underneath it. It could be fire investigation and radio communications, but those are lower dollar amounts. Those might be 10 grand total.
So see, back on your department summary, under emergency management office, she lists, it refers to emergency services, communications, emergency response, ambulance services. So that's under that. Why is it called public safety here?
Yeah.
The main title, the first words I think in your budget are public safety / emergency response.
Okay.
So I think it rolled those three, four sub departments up into that one.
Okay.
But we could,
we can change it to make it the same on both reports to make it more clear.
Yeah. See, so public safety / fire investigation, okay. Public safety.
Yeah. The main category.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Did anyone have any other questions on overtime or temporary hire? And temporary hire under the sheriff is the 720,000
SROs
is basically SROs. Yeah. And we're halfway through. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Have you got more or do you have more?
No.
Oh,
did you have some?
Yeah. I had one under the purchase orders and I'm just curious, is this like a jumping jacks? It's under DPWRD. Is that some sort of company?
They're tampers. A jumping jack is a tamper.
Got it. Got it. All right.
They're not easy to run, but once you figure out the rhythm, it's okay. It doesn't shake your teeth out.
Well, you know, everything else, I was just curious as to what exactly that was. So, right.
Very expensive exercise program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I've used a jackhammer before. But
anything else? No. Okay. Mitch, investment policy?
Yep. So every year we're required to readopt our investment policy. I don't have any changes for the investment policy for the year. So looking for your approval to readopt. Go ahead.
I'll make the motion. I do have a question. How do we get these maximum percentage values? How are those determined?
So it's we actually increased them. They used to be 35%. And it's really kind of somewhat of an arbitrary number. But we do track and kind of try to make sure that we have our funds spread out through different banks. So that's not all deposited within one bank.
Right.
And that kind of helps manage that. So that's part of why we do it that way.
This basically requires at least three banks.
Yeah.
With this particular. Mm-hmm. Got it.
I'll second.
Second, are there any other questions on the investment policy? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Sales tax.
Yep.
So you all received the email from Mitch last week, and I appreciate the amount of detail you put into it, and also apologize for the short notice. So we had discussions on sales tax and municipalities last month. And this was driven by obviously the concerns in my town where I live, because they don't preempt their sales tax. They get it all as a credit, and they see that other towns do preempt some or all. And it puts some of them in a financial pinch, because all of the credit goes against the county portion of the levy. So they say that it falsely lowers the county rate per thousand, where the town rate is higher and it makes the towns look bad. But that's just semantics. But I told the town supervisor that I would request a discussion on where we currently are, how we allocate, what the formula was, and if there's any interest in making any changes going forward. I personally don't think I'm interested in changing it. The way we allocate it is the same as they do basically the taxes. It's all based on the full value, you know, assessments equalized. So it's very fair. We not only hand out the 3%, but we also hand out portions of the 1%. And so municipalities get 20 million, not the cities, but the municipalities get a total of 20 million, basically $800,000 last year, allocated to them. And it's either against the county rate or it's cash that's handed over to the municipalities. We're not interested in, well, we put a local law in a couple years ago to prevent towns from changing their preemption because the town of Corning was looking to use it as a way to circumvent their raising or rising budget costs and stay under the cap. And that was going to hurt us because the county takes the hit on the cap calculation if we do that. So does anyone have any questions based on the detail Mitch sent on how we currently dole out our sales tax portions to the cities or the municipalities?
If I could, yes. If you don't mind. And again, appreciate the conversation and Mitch pulling together. And the real risk, as Scott just mentioned, is the way, and it's the way the tax cap formula is established under New York state law. It's maddening. It's doesn't make any sense. I think I told you, highlighted this for our state officials when the tax cap was adopted back in 2010, that please change the legislation because this and pilots and some of the other things, you know, 2% never equals 2%. It can be zero or it could be 5%. You know, it just depends. And it's the way that the formula is set up. If you look, so for 2024, the towns received about $10.2 million in credit. So the worst case scenario, and this is what we talked about when Scott mentioned that the local law was passed, essentially significantly de-incentivizing towns from taking additional cash because they would not, the way we would do it, they would actually not receive additional cash because their allocation would be reduced. And it's about protecting that. So in a worst case scenario, were all of the towns to take that $10.2 million in credit and take it as cash to stay tax cap compliant, you would either have to raise taxes $10.2 million or cut expenses $10.2 million
at the county level
to remain compliant with the tax cap.
Right.
And that's the flaw of the cap, because absent the cap, frankly, you know, it would be a discussion amongst you all and amongst the municipalities, but I don't think the county would have recommended. I'll speak for staff, certainly, you know, Tammy and Mitch and Tammy before, and I wouldn't have recommended a kind of hardline stance, but that worst case scenario could happen. And we were seeing the town of Corning at the time was the one who was taking hundreds of thousands of dollars a year from credit to cash. And then we were getting the questions of, you said you raised taxes 1%. Why did my county taxes go up 4%?
Right.
In the town.
I always thought it was something other than the calculation to allocate was something other than total assessed value. But I almost think that had to do with
how much we share. So we have the local law with the sales tax agreement of, we share, I think it's 6% for Hornell, 7% for Corning, 38% for the municipalities. Mm-hmm. So there's that formula behind it, but then it's distributed based on
the
assessed value.
Okay. And the percentages, as far as the 38 and the, we change the city ones every 5 years.
The percentage for the 3%. So that's the 3%.
Right.
The percentage for the 3%, we just renewed that with no changes. It's the 1% that we change the amounts for every 2 years.
Okay. And when we bumped up to 850 for the two cities, we agreed that the townships would also get the increase to 850.
Yep.
Which we didn't have to do that, but we...
You don't have to share any of the 1%.
Right.
Yeah.
Hilda?
So is there a problem? Because I know this has been going on for a few years. I thought things were working out and it was agreeable, but are you saying that it's not?
No, I'm saying the problem is from the town's perspective is they're in a town where they don't preempt the cash. They don't get the cash. They get the credit against the county side. And so they need cash. And so they're saying, why can't we get the cash like Town of Hornby gets 100% of their sales tax money given to them as cash. Town of Caton gets none because it all goes against the county rate.
And I would say this is a year that I've talked to many town supervisors. I think, you know, you have new town supervisors that, you know, don't know the history of what happened 10 years ago when this was put into place, nor would they. You know, they didn't get the letter. So explaining how we got there, it's essentially what they elected at that point in time, they're essentially locked into. But they're looking again, their costs are going up. They don't want to raise taxes, which is understandable. So they're looking at what other revenue sources are out there. They hear, to Scott's point, that, well, another town gets sales taxes cash. Can we get sales taxes cash?
25 years ago, when I was a town supervisor in Caton, it was an annual decision the board made to do we continue to preempt the sales tax, leave it at the county, or do we want to bring it in? And we always just left it at the county. But that was an annual thing that the town had to decide. And that's taken away now. William.
I mean, would we be willing to open it up for like one time for townships to decide type thing?
If you did, you would, that would open up the cap. So your tax cap calculation for the county would change. I would say it's candidly too late for this year because.
Right. I'm not suggesting it for this year
for
any means.
For next year, if you did that, then you would have to stay compliant with the tax cap and not do. And this board, actually, the first year we did the tax cap, we did the override just to protect ourselves, right. But didn't go over the rate. But you haven't done an override. You need a supermajority vote to override the tax cap. So right. If a bunch of municipalities switched, you would have to override the tax cap, which would be complicated, in my opinion, to explain to the voters of.
Right. Basic. But it sounds like the upside would be, it sounds like more municipalities would elect to get cash. That way they can do things like get their dozers or new equipment or whatever.
They yeah. could, and then the county portion of taxes in their municipality will go up.
Right.
I mean, from the taxpayer standpoint, does it come out of this pot or does it come out of this pot?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I will say the townships, the town that was requesting additional money each year, in my personal opinion, did not spend that money wisely.
Right.
So I think some towns would see it as a windfall. And, hey, we can now do this, this, and this next year because we're going to get this extra money, and then that goes away.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. I just do know a lot of municipalities that are smaller don't have a lot of cash.
Yeah, and they don't have a lot of options.
Right.
It's tough.
Right. Yeah. And so I definitely wouldn't suggest like a every year type thing. I think that's ridiculous, but it has been, what, 25 years since it was set?
So locked in, it's been about 10.
10? Maybe think about like maybe an every 10-year type thing allowing, you know, with notice. I don't know.
I would rather not.
Right.
Because then you as a legislator have to explain why the county rate went up, because that's what the person right. that gets their tax bill is going to call you and say, hey.
And what happened here? And we will get calls because you'll say whatever budget you adopt, and I don't mind getting calls, but right. it's difficult to explain. I mean, this is a complex issue, and to try to explain to a resident that, well, the press release that you put out saying you increased taxes by 1%,
right.
but I'm looking at my bill and it's 5.
Well, I think something saying, hey, look, your municipality ended up getting a bunch of money in cash
yeah.
that would otherwise have been
yeah.
a reduction yeah. on your taxes.
I mean, you often have to answer the question about the 1% example he just gave if municipalities have a decreasing equalization.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Because, and Gary Roush always used to, you know, crow about this from the town of Irwin is, well, the county is saying that, you know, it's going to be 1% or 1.5%, but, you know, my town tax bill showed 2.5. Well, it's because the equalization rate dropped. And so now you're percentage of the apportionment is larger.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know. People don't have a, I'll do 100%.
Yeah. The
good way of understanding that either.
No, the equalization rate is a nightmare.
It should really just be 100% across the board and make things a lot easier.
That would be
talk to Mr. Nichols.
Yeah.
at 3.5%.
Yeah, exactly.
I think
the town of Lindley was that way for years.
They're doing one there.
Yes, Wendy.
I think so.
Isn't that one of the reasons why they did the true up to these little municipalities to take the credit a couple of years in a row too?
Well, Mitch, because do you want to talk about the true up? The true up is really, so we have the sales tax agreement that gives the baseline allocation. What we don't want to do, and we had a months and of discussion back 10 years ago, is be cash flow underwater in terms of what we allocate. So that's why at the end of the year, Mitch and Stacy do the true up. Do you want to maybe just give an overview of that?
And the true up for the credits is really because we are basing what we're distributing to municipalities for credits. We're estimating that. And the true up is to kind of bring it back to, okay, that estimate wasn't quite accurate because it never is perfect. That's really the perfect, the purpose of that.
But that's what the towns that take the credit right now, if they want to take the cash, they're going to have to do the same thing in their budget, and they could budget $50,000. You could have a bad year and it comes in at $40,000. So it's a best guess either way.
Sales tax, you know, always is. Yep.
Anybody else have any questions? Okay.
I feel the pain of a town supervisor budget. I know it's difficult. This is just, again, if they change the tax cap law, then, you know, the way that it's calculated, then you'd have a lot more options.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, thanks again, Mitch, for putting that together.
Yep.
It helps. Get back to seats funding.
Yeah. How much would you like to discuss that? It's a recommendation of
make the motion for $65,000
from unassigned fund balance.
Unassigned fund balance.
I'll second that.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. And contingency fund appropriation. We talked about this. I think the chair asked at the last public safety meeting. So right now we have about $420,000 in the contingent funds. So with the transfer above of the $800,000, we would be in the negative. We're recommending a transfer of $750,000 from unassigned fund balance to the contingent fund to cover, to make up that difference, but also give us a little buffer for the remainder of the year. We'll talk about it more in budget, but our interest earnings are doing very well this year. So from a cash perspective for 2025, we're doing, certainly have this and more to be able to appropriate.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any questions? You have a pensive look about you, Mr. Thu.
Yeah. So is the contingency fund something that carries over year over year?
No.
All right.
It's $1.2 million for 25 and in your draft budget. That's a budgeted line item. So if you don't spend it, which we have many years, it just rolls into general fund balance.
Right. And then we reallocate.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
But it's like the emergency fund.
Hopefully we won't have to use 750 until the end of the year.
Unfortunately, yeah. We've had more emergencies this year than normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing is 400 of it's already allocated.
Yeah.
Out of the 750, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so.
Yeah, so it gives you 350 for the rest.
I just met when you said, hopefully we don't use 750. I agree with you, but we're using 400 as soon as we say aye.
Right.
Yeah, and
there's nothing we can do about that. I mean.
We're not aware of anything on the horizon approaching that level.
Okay.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Anything else?
No.
For finance. Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are adjourned.
A minute break and then.
Yeah, we'll take a.